This is Jay Sekulow. The president gets ready to go to Israel, and we're going to give you an update on the Middle East.
From my perspective, I don't think your listeners ever had an opportunity as good as this to really experience Israel.
It's more than just a mission of tourism. In this time, it's like demonstrating yourself as a soldier of the war against evil. There should be a very clear message. We are all here, Christians as well as Jews, and evil shall not pass. That's very important.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We thought we would spend a good portion of this week talking about what's going on in the Middle East. The president is going to be making an historic trip again to Israel. This is the 60th anniversary of the celebration of the modern state of Israel. We're taking your calls from around the country. We want to know what you have to think about the importance of the state of Israel, of standing with Israel. And if any of you that are listening were on our tour this last year, we want you to call in and share some of your experiences. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. How important do you think it is for America to stand with Israel, for Christians in particular to stand with Israel? How do you view the situation? 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls, again, from around the country. We'll also give you some updates as to what's going on in the Middle East right now. Jordan, we have an unprecedented trip coming up. And, folks, I want to encourage you, if you have never been to Israel, join me in Israel in just a few weeks. We've got a great trip planned.
It does, and we are getting down to the dates, folks, we talked about last week. If you're not ready to book your trip now, it's going to be very difficult to get you on this trip. We want to make sure, the reason we're doing these shows this week is to let you know we want to get you on this trip. But to do so, remember, this trip, we're leaving on June 17th from New York, and there's trips all across the country with flights over to Israel, but that's on June 17th. So just so that we can plan properly, if you're thinking about making your decision to go to Israel, or if you've already called and gotten information but you weren't sure yet, this is the time to decide. This is the week. We can't promise you that next week we're going to be able to do this kind of where we're inviting new people to come who have not called before. So if you have not called, if you've not gotten information, but you're interested in getting some, or you're ready to book your trip now, you're running out of time, so call this number and write it down, 1-800-662-5406. That's to get more information for our trip to Israel leaving on June 17th. So just a little bit more than a month away, we'll be leaving to go to Israel. 1-800-662-5406.
We have got a great itinerary plan for you. By the way, I'm going to be leading the trip, but also, let me tell you who's coming. The former Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft, you're going to be joined by about 25 or 30 of our students from Regent University School of Law. You'll be with a number of our faculty and professors. You're going to go to the key biblical sites. My brother Scott, who's a Messianic rabbi in Atlanta, is going to be doing the Bible study. There's going to be an incredible opportunity because in addition to the biblical sites, which, of course, are very, very important, we're going to also go to, and we think this is just great, the military sites. We'll go to the border of Lebanon. There's so much activity going on around Lebanon. We will give you to the border of Lebanon. You'll meet with Israeli Defense Force. We'll have lunch with the Israeli Defense Forces, probably near the border of Lebanon. Great trip. You go through Jerusalem and Haifa. You're going to go, of course, to Tiberias, Capernaum. You're going to go to the Sea of Galilee. It's going to be an we've got an itinerary, folks, and let me tell you, we have painstakingly gone through and put together just an incredible itinerary for you. And you can get information, by the way, at aclj.org. But as Jordan mentioned, we want you to go. I'm going to be leading the trip. My wife Pam's going. Jordan, of course, is going. It's going to be a great, great trip. We want you to join us for the 60th anniversary celebration of the modern founding of the State of Israel. You're going to be with many, many government leaders. Many government officials will be joining us as well. Special dinners in Jerusalem and in Haifa. This is a trip you're not going to want to miss. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number right now and go ahead and book your reservation. We're leaving in about 3 weeks, folks. So it's very, very important that you call our toll-free number and say, yes, I want to go on this trip, or I need, you know, specific information about the trip, because we're just running out of time. So we want to encourage you to do that.
This is it, folks. These coming days ahead of this week are it. We may not. I mean, that's why we're telling you this. By Friday, that may be it. We may not be able to accept any more people, any more calls or bookings. So we want to make sure for those of you interested who haven't called that number or have but weren't sure if you're going to book the trip, this is the time. You've got to make the decision right now. Call 1-800-662-5406 and write this number down. This is the number you call if you're ready to book your trip to Israel or want more information. 1-800-662-5406 to join us in Israel in June.
We'll take your calls when we come back right after this.
It's a very special time in Israel. The nation is marking a milestone, its 60th anniversary. The celebration comes at a critical time, though, as Israel continues to defend itself against terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, while keeping a watchful eye on the ever-increasing threat from Iran. As Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary, the American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government. America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. The ACLJ knows that the time to support Israel is now. Sign on to the ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will personally deliver this Proclamation for Solidarity to Israeli officials. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org. It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today.
This is my right.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. How important do you think it is to stand with Israel, the people of Israel, and to be engaged in the Middle East? 1-800-684-3110. We're getting, as you could tell, we're very excited because we are just about 3 weeks away from an incredible trip to Israel. We are very excited about this trip. We want to have your comments. So what do you think about the importance of Israel? The president making another trip. This is the 60th anniversary of the creation of the modern state of Israel. And we want to encourage you and ask you this question. How important do you think it is for the United States to stand with Israel as an ally? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We're going to go right to our phones.
Judith calling from Maryland on line four. I think Judith was on the trip last summer. Judith, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Judith.
Hi, Jay. What blessed me was going to the different military bases, hearing the different military individuals speaking with one mind about protecting the nation of Israel and not striking until they were hit, but acting in defense to protect the land. What also blessed me was seeing that ceremony when we were at that one base of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, when they had both flags and both anthems were sung, and then they...
You're talking about at Latrun, the military base. Yeah, we're going there again this year. That is a really moving ceremony, folks. And Judith, I appreciate you calling in, and because it gives... Understand, folks, when we go on this is not a trip that we take thousands of people on. There's a couple of hundred of us that go. So it's a small group. We wanted to make it very intimate, very personal. And as Judith just attested to on the military side, you meet with, the heads of the commands of the various aspects of the military in Israel, but you did participate in an incredible service. We're going to do that again, and we want to encourage you. And, Judith, we're glad you went, and thank you for sharing your experience. Folks, we want you to go with us to Israel. I am really excited about this trip. I'm bringing about 25 of our law students going. In fact, Jordan's going to be in that program. He's going to be going as well. You'll be able to sit in on some of those classes, too, by the way. So it's going to be a really tremendously educational opportunity, seeing all the key biblical sites, all of the key military sites, meeting with government leaders, former Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft. We're working on right now a meeting or a lunch with the President of Israel, Shimon Peres. This is really, really significant trip. Again, we're going to give you the toll-free number. This is our tour information number. We want you to write it down and call it. You can call it now, and you can either get reservations made now, and believe me, this is going to be a very short window of time we have left to do this, or you can at least get information. So for reservations or information, call this number.
That's right. Time is running out on this, folks, so if you are interested in coming to Israel with us, we are leaving on June 17th. As you know, just look at the calendar. The clock is winding down. By the end of this week, we may not be able to take any more folks on this trip. So we have got to hear from you if you are interested in going to Israel. You can call to get more information, or you can call to book your trip. Either one of those will ensure that you've got a spot if you make that decision. So call right now, 1-800-662-5406. That's our Israel tour information number. Again, 1-800-662-5406. Now, you can also go to aclj.org. We've got a full detailed schedule of everything we'll be doing, just like Judith talked about. All those different stops, they're on there at aclj.org. But I encourage you, if you're ready for that next step to either get more information or make your final decision, you need to do that this week. 1-800-662-5406. Let's go back to the phones. Gary's calling from Florida on line two. Gary, welcome to Jay Sekio Live.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, thank you. I totally support supporting Israel. I think our very survival depends on it. You know, from a viewpoint of the spirit, the scriptures. Even though the State Department seems to see it the opposite, and I'd also like to add to that that I think that the return of Gaza and any other lands, especially the division of Jerusalem, is absolute suicide.
Well, I'll tell you, let me tell you something about that, Gary. We just had a UN hearing with our European Center for Law and Justice in Israel, and our lawyers met with and had field hearings with UN officials with regard to Christian persecution in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. And I think it was an eye-opening experience, not only for our lawyers, but I'll tell you this, it was an eye-opening experience for the officials with the United Nations to see what Christians are going through in the Gaza and the West Bank. And you're right, the withdrawal out of Gaza. We're talking about a small area of land here, folks. But turning that over to Hamas creates havoc, and it's created tremendous religious persecution. That's one of the reasons. That's another reason we say the best way to stand with Israel is actually to stand in Israel. I mean, there's no better way to do it. So what we're going to encourage you to do, and Gary, we appreciate your call, is go with me to Israel. This is going to be an incredible trip. We've added things to the itinerary, a little bit different than last year. Focus this year is Jerusalem. We're going to be going, of course, to the Sea of Galilee. We're going to go up to Haifa. We'll tour the country. But the focus is Israel. It's the 60th anniversary of the birth of the modern state, or rebirth of the modern state of Israel. And we're going to get into all that. It's a fascinating time. Our students are coming as well. You're going to want to join us on a trip of a lifetime. Again, if you want to take this number down, it's our Israel tour information number. You could book your reservations today, or you can get more information. But as Jordan said, we're only got a few slots left, so we want to encourage you to go 1-800-662-5406. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-662-5406, and that's to get information about the upcoming trip to Israel.
Let's go back to the phone. Steve's calling from South Carolina on line 6. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekio Live.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Jay, and God bless you for all the work that you do.
Thank you.
I really appreciate and am touched by the subject today. I'm a member and a supporter of the fellowship. I know you know who I'm
talking
about.
Sure, I do, right.
And it's terrible how the media does not really let us know what's really going on in Israel. And I believe every Christian should pray for the peace of Jerusalem as according to God's word and will. And I believe the day we ever betray them or forsake them is the day God forsakes us.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, the Bible's certainly clear. I will bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. And I think, look, and there's also geopolitical reasons, which, by the way, we're going to get into on this trip, because when you go on our trip, you will sit down at the University of Haifa, for instance, where you'll have a presentation from some leading academics in Israel and talk about the importance of defending Israel's right to exist. Gives you a real geopolitical understanding of what's going on. So, again, at a trip of a lifetime, no doubt about it. We encourage you to call us right now. The accommodations are great. The airlines are already arranged, so you just got to call this number, and they could book everything for you, literally one phone call. They can give you the information about the trip and book it at the same time. Be one of the couple of hundred that'll be going with us on this incredible trip to Israel. 1-800-662-5406 is the number. That's 1-800-662-5406 to join us in Israel.
It's important, too, I think, and something to point out to folks in the geopolitical natures, Israel's always had a great relationship with the United States, but if you're looking towards doing this trip or doing this trip in the future, I want to tell you this. Right now, the U.S. government has the best relationship with Israel, that it's had a very strong relationship with the Bush administration in Israel. So this is a great time to go to Israel as an American, to be in Israel because of the countries working together so strongly and the support in both, and for Israel, for the United States, and for the United States for Israel. So I encourage you folks, call and get the information about this trip. And if you're ready to book, book it today. 1-800-662-5406. Al is calling from Washington State on line 3. Al, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Al.
You're welcome. I call to say thank you, Jerry. I look at you as like during the war, we always had a ship that would go before the big ships and open up the ice for the ships to go through. And we need you, Jay. I'm not going on that trip, but I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you're doing and let you know you're in our prayers. God bless you.
Well, I appreciate the voice of encouragement and the words of encouragement. Let me tell you this, though, to those that are listening to us. And again, if you went with our trip last year, we encourage you to give us a call at 800-684-3110. We certainly want to hear from you. You could share some of your experiences. We already had one caller, Judith, called in about the military sites that she went to. Folks, I lead the tour. I mean, this is not one of these tours. You see some of these on TV where there's, 3,000 people going. We don't do it that way. It's a couple of hundred people. It's very intimate. We meet. We discuss. General Ashcroft will be with us, former Attorney General of the United States. He talks about the geopolitical situation. He talks about the issue of fighting terrorism and the United States' role with Israel and how all that works. So you'll be with the former Attorney General of the United States. You'll be with me. You'll be with a number of our other key leaders, and a lot of government officials show up as well and come. So it's going to be a great trip. And as Jordan said, we encourage you to call our toll-free number at 800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 to get information. Let's get another call.
Robert's calling from New Hampshire on line 2. Robert, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks,
great.
Jay. Jay, listen, I just want to respond to your question. First off, I believe very strongly that we need to show the government of Israel that we cherish the same principles of government as they do, liberty and freedom and justice and all. And not only that, but they are such a small country. I think we need to keep it in mind with the government of the United States. We need to impress upon our senators and representatives so that the enemies of Israel don't just see Israel as a small little section of land, but they see the potential of the United States that are behind them. And if they want to mess with Israel, they're going to mess with us. I think that's the bottom line.
Well, I think we've established the importance from a geopolitical standpoint for our relationship with our most stable ally in the Middle East, which is Israel. I don't think anybody can doubt that or question that. I mean, it's sincere and it's real. But until you go there, it's hard to understand it. I mean, it's a small country. So we say the best way to stand with Israel is to actually stand in Israel, because you really get a sense of the people, because we meet with a lot of the people on the street, as well as the geopolitical leaders and the governmental leaders that we'll be meeting with. Folks, it is a trip like none other to the Holy Land, to Israel. It's an incredible, incredible experience, and I want you to be part of it with us. It's going to be a great trip.
If you are able to come this year, folks, if you can afford it, if you've got this time available, this is the week to book the trip. We cannot guarantee that there's going to be a lot of spots left after this week, so call right now, 1-800-662-5406. Write this number down, 1-800-662-5406.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon. The deadline, May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406, or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. It's a very special time in Israel. The nation is marking a milestone, its 60th anniversary. The celebration comes at a critical time, though, as Israel continues to defend itself against terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, while keeping a watchful eye on the ever-increasing threat from Iran. As Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary, the American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government. America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. The ACLJ knows that the time to support Israel is now. Sign on to the ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will personally deliver this Proclamation for Solidarity to Israeli officials. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Let me digress from our discussion of Israel for just a moment. We heard from a record number of you on the situation that we were talking about last week with Gina DeLuca, the student at Suffolk Community College. Online signatures on her behalf, 92,142. She sent me a wonderful email over the weekend, a note saying how appreciative she is on that. That means with people that have called us on top of that, we're probably close to 120,000 of you have talked and spoke out in favor of Gina and in favor of her situation. We'll keep you posted this week. It may be that litigation is necessary on this. We will keep you posted. But again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
Lots of calls. Merle's calling from California online too. Merle, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Merle.
Hi there, Jay.
Yes, sir.
I'm a retired Methodist clergyman as well as Air Force chaplain, and I was on the trip last
year. Yes, sir,
year,
I remember.
And I really enjoyed sharing in the Lord's Supper at the Garden Tomb with Scott. That was a real highlight for me. But I went on a trip with a sense that I was going to be exhausted. But it was a great trip, powerful, very life-changing in terms of understanding the Scripture. And as a military chaplain, I had some really delightful times with some of the leadership that you had there. And John Ashcroft, of course, and his testimony was very powerful. So I just want to thank you for what you are doing and encourage people to really get on board and go on that trip.
How did you find it? You know, you talked about it was, you know, it is an intense trip, but you found that it was easy to get around even though we had a lot to do.
That's right. Because it was broken up into buses, and we had kind of an identification on our own bus, and we got to know people, and it was a really neat opportunity to kind of just go with maybe the 30-plus that were on the bus. And it was just an exciting time, so.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, Merle. It's good to hear your voice again, and we enjoyed having you last year. And I want to follow up on Merle saying, we had an incredible trip. I mean, how often do you get to take a trip to a place like Israel, which is great in and of itself, but how often do you get to go with people like John Ashcroft, former Attorney General of the United States? You'll be meeting with a number of other government leaders. As Merle mentioned, my brother Scott, who's a Messianic rabbi in Atlanta, does a lot of the Bible studies, and they have baptismal service in the Jordan River. I mean, it's really an incredible, incredible experience. So we want to encourage you to join with the Sekulow family in Israel. We'll be leaving the middle of June. I think the date of departure is the 17th to 18th of June. Be there for about 10 days. So it's a great trip. As Jordan said, we've just got a few slots left, but we want to encourage you to call this week and book your reservation and get information. Jordan's going to give you the number, but we encourage you to come with us on a trip that will be a trip of a lifetime.
This is the time to make the decision, folks. As we've said before, this week we are going to really push this trip to Israel because we're not sure how much we're going to be able to do this after this week. I mean, we're leaving in about a month to go to Israel. You'll all be leaving. We'll be meeting with each other in Israel in just about a month and a few days from now. So write down this number if you can't call, but if you're able to call, you can call it right now. You can call this to get more information and to book the trip. This is the easiest way to do it, folks. They do it all in just one phone call, 1-800-662-5406. Call that number right now if you want to join us in Israel in June, 1-800-662-5406. You can also go to aclj.org and get all the information about the trip. You've heard from the caller today, from Merle, from Judith, about the trip, about their favorite parts. You'll be able to see that on the schedule at aclj.org. Let's go back to the phone. Scott is calling from Florida on line 6. Scott, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
You know, I support Israel 100%, but I don't support George Bush's roadmap to peace.
Yeah.
And I don't support him, you know, if you go back to the week of August 15th, 2005, he had Condoleezza Rice fly in there on the 14th and make sure that Ariel Sharon removed those 8,500 settlers from Gaza.
Yeah, I'm not. Listen, I'm with you on. I think the roadmap to peace was a bad map, frankly, and it's hard for people to understand what we're talking about because you're talking about a country that's so small. But that's exactly why you need to see this, and you need to be in Israel because you understand when you're talking about removing a barricade or removing a wall, you're literally talking miles apart. I mean, it's something that you have to experience to see. Look, the president himself has been very supportive of the state of Israel. I do not agree with the roadmap situation. I don't think it's viable because I don't think the Palestinian Authority has anywhere near the stability that they need to have in order to run a government. I mean, look what happened. They pulled out of Israel pulls out of the Gaza, and what happens? Hamas takes it over in a couple of hours. So you need to understand that you need to see it again. Scott, we appreciate your call. But if you've not yet gone to Israel, if you've never been, or if you've been before, this is a trip like none other you've been on. Let me encourage you to call our tour information number right now. You can book your reservation today. Join me in Israel, middle of June, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406.
Russell's calling from Maryland on line 4. Russell, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Russell.
Okay, thank you. Hi. Yes, I believe that the United States, and particularly Christians, should have an absolutely equal-handed, even-handed approach to the problems, the conflict between Palestinians and Israelis. In Jesus Christ, the difference between Jew and Gentile was obliterated. And there's now a universality to Judaism, and that unless it's recognized as they return from the diaspora, there'll just be a continuation of more problems violating the covenant with God.
Well, here's I think the distinction, and I may be talking semantics here. I mean, the problem is that I deal with a lot of Palestinians, and it's not the Palestinian people that are the problem; it's the Palestinian government that is the problem, because the Palestinian Authority, the PA, is right now controlled primarily by a terrorist organization, and that's what creates a lot of the problems there.
There's a few problems, Russell. When you have a people that elects a terrorist group to be your government, you have a people who is going to take, it's going to be military action, and you've got to suppress. I mean, when you have a public, not done by coup, but by vote, votes in a terrorist organization that is recognized as a terrorist organization by the United Nations, by the United States,
the European Union,
and you decide to put that party in charge, you better believe that the entire world, not just the United States, not just Israel, is going to come after you. And it takes it from just being a political war where a military coup to, if the people really do support a group like Hamas in that country, they're going to bring with that everything that Hamas tries to do to these other countries, all these terrorist attacks on children. You better believe the rockets are going to be coming the other way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the people themselves, it's the government, but the people did elect Hamas. I feared that when the president was initially talking about that plan. But folks, here's what we're doing. We're leaving on June 17th. Now, I'm actually going to be over a little bit before you go because we've got about 25 of our students from Regent University School of Law. They're going to be studying at Hebrew University and at the University of Haifa. You'll be able to join some of those classes, by the way. So it's going to be, and I'll be teaching those along as Skip Ash, who's a professor here at Regent University, and Joe Kikasola is an expert in Semitic languages and Quranic law. We're going to talk about the Sharia law and how that applies. Really an incredible, incredible trip. But this is the last week we're really being able to promote it heavy, folks, because we've got to get everything locked down. And you all know the gas prices continue to go up, which affects the fuel prices. So if we can get you in this week, we'll be able to beat those fuel increases. But you got to get your reservation now or else it's going to go up. So we encourage you to join with me in Israel. Jordan's going. I'm going. My wife, Pam. Our other son, Logan. His wife's going. I mean, it's going to be a really great trip. The Sekulow family does this because this is something we think is important. And we want to have our members and friends of the ACLJ with us. I said we keep this a small group of people. We don't. It's not one of these tours where we bring over 2,000 people. We bring over a couple hundred people to keep it intimate so you understand our heart, you understand what's going on, and you be able to go and talk to these military experts, the biblical scholars, and the experts. Tremendous, tremendous trip. Jordan's going to give you the information and the number. Call today to book your reservation.
It's easy, folks. 1-800-662-5406. This is number. Write it down if you're in the car. Can't call it right now, but this is the number you need to call. You can book the trip by this number. You can call to get more information, but I'm telling you, folks, the reason we're doing this show this week, these shows this week, is so to make sure you understand that we are running out of time to get you on this trip. We want you to be with us. We want you to stand with Israel in Israel with us in just about a month. Call this number right now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. 5406. You can go to aclj.org and get a detailed schedule online as well. We want you in Israel this summer.